Commercial logging. British sea captain John Meares made several voyages to the North Pacific in the 1780s, where he was engaged in the fur trade. He also became the first man to export logs from the Pacific Northwest. He wrote in his journal,
"We took on board a considerable quantity of fine spars, fir for topmasts, for the Chinese market, where they are very much wanted and, of course, proportionally dear. Indeed, the woods of this part of America are capable of supplying with these valuable materials all the navies of Europe."
Commercial logging was launched in 1827, 6 miles up the Columbia River from Hudson's Bay Company's Fort Vancouver. Chief factor Dr. John McLaughlin, needing lumber to build boxes for shipping furs to England, imported a mechanical saw driven by water power and capable of cutting 3,000 board feet of lumber per day. The real boom for Northwest wood products began after gold was discovered in California in 1848. At that time, the entire West Coast was producing only 25 million board feet of lumber each year. A decade later, production topped 300 million board feet. Most of the lumber was sold in California, but soon sailing ships were exporting lumber from the West Coast to ports throughout the world. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.